Greetings from Jesus' name this morning. It's good to be here. Church is a little bigger than ours is at home, so you have to bear with me here just a little bit. But as I was sitting there, just shows you what kind of God we serve. I think it was Alvin said something about the other night about preaching, and then Jerry called me, and, you know, my mind just went for a whirl. You know. But as I was sitting there, you know the song we sang? Often weary and worn. And, you know, I was thinking, I'm going to speak a little bit about the rest we have in Jesus. Hebrews 4. And don't you know, that song isn't just about it, but it's a scripture on it. That song's taken out of Hebrews 4, verse 9. I thought, wow. You know, that's what kind of God we serve. He's alive. And I'm going to tell you one thing, that this word's alive. You know, this morning here we're sitting in Sunday school, and there's testimonies there. And you know, and I just had to think again, this word is true. It's alive and it works. We can look around, and we can look around in people's lives, and we can see it. It just comes to life. And I mean, you know, I'm sure we can have testimonies here. You know what God has done in our life through the things that happen in our life. You know, and we just serve an awesome God. You know, it's just His grace and His mercy that we're even here this morning. Just His grace and mercy. You know, I've thought a lot of times we have to take this what we believe by faith, like Jerry was bringing out there. You know, we have to believe it. And I've thought sometimes, I don't know how you are, but, you know, here's I am sometimes. You know, I wonder, well, is this really real? You know, I have to think, well, you know, is this really real? But then you have situations come in your life where you just know it is. You know, I mean, God just directs. And it says there that, where is it in Romans, where it says, His Spirit witnesses with our spirit that we are one of His. So, you know, there's confirmation that comes. Not always, but a lot of times there is. And it just increases our faith that, you know, this is real. And, you know, what we're studying here and what the Bible says, and, you know, we come to church, you know, and here you go again. You know, 2,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, it was prophesied that there's going to be a day like this when we can come together, and it's going to be in spirit and truth. We can worship Him in spirit and truth this morning. And so often, here we are, you know, and I don't know how you are, but, you know, I sit there and I listen, and the Spirit speaks to us. And says, that's right, you know, I need to change some things. Or that's right, and He confirms it in our heart. You know, back in the Old Testament times, them things didn't happen like that. You know, now we're living in a day, and this is grace. We're living in a day of grace. And I don't know what's coming. You know the news. Who knows? You know, I'd say it maybe ain't getting any better. That's for sure. We'll just put it that way, you know. But we don't have to worry about that. I'm convinced from what has been up to here and how God has directed and guided our life, you know, and the situations we get in. Why do we want to worry about that stuff? And I mean, we do sometimes. I'm just like that too, you know. Wonder, well, how's this going to happen? But when you boil that all down, we get to the place where we want to have it in to say, you know, we want to have it in our hands. We want to see it. We don't need faith. But boy, just like this morning sitting there, that just spoke to my heart. I looked at that song and I said, wow, here it is. Hebrews 4:9. You know, that's how God works. But you know, we're still here. And this is the day of grace for each one of us. There's a lot of people got up this morning can't say that. Or didn't get up this morning and they can't say that. They can't say the day they have today. You know, we think sometimes things just go on and on and on. But I'll tell you something, they don't. You know, I seen my dad. He passed away about a year ago. And you know, he was sick for a while. And you know, and I seen him get weaker and weaker, you know, but he hung on. He just hung on. And I thought, you know, well, we live in Indiana, and my dad lived in Pennsylvania, so I was back and forth. You know, we'd run out, and we'd run back, and we'd run out, and then we helped take care of him. And, you know, I was out maybe for a couple of weeks at a time. But, you know, there was a day come when I had to call Snyder. That was the undertaker. There was a day come that happened. And it's just like we're sitting here today. We're not always going to be here. And there's a day coming when we're going to have to call Snyder. You know, it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I thought, wow, you know, should I call him now? And we was all sitting around there. You know, we was there when Dad passed away. All four of his children was. And so I thought, well, I'll just call him. He don't have to come, maybe, if he don't want to, you know. But it just... I called him. He said, sure, I'm used to that. I'll be right out. Now, he's a friend of ours, you know, but just impressed me. You know, we're not always going to be here. This is a day of grace. Right here is a day of grace. We can make decisions yet, you know. And I just thank God for that, you know, that we have the opportunity. Here we are this morning, you know. We have the opportunity that we can make decisions. And that is the day of grace. That's what grace is, you know. And plus, he gives us strength, you know. But that's part of it. So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4. And there are several verses. I don't know what time it is. I guess when we get done, we get done. That's how it works, ain't it? Hebrews 4. There are several verses here I'd like to talk, but, you know, there's something about we can rest. And there was a time in my life I didn't have that rest. There was a time in my life that I was looking for things, and I was running here and I was running there. But there is a rest to the people of God. That's what it says. Look at this. Let's just read the first couple of verses here. He says, "Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest." We can enter into his rest. That's a promise, he said. He said, there's a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it. In other words, what he's saying, that's the King James. What he's saying is, it's not too late. We can still enter into that rest. We can have that rest. We don't have to spin our wheels and we see it. You know, I have a boy, and he just, he grew up in the church, you know, and he was born again, but he didn't know what the world was. And, you know, I was there too at one time. And so he got kind of, you know, the world took over. But I'll tell you, here about 2 years ago, he got real with God. And there's a situation happening in his life that brought him to that. And you know, it says in Titus, I think, 2, it talks about salvation, the grace of God brings salvation. And it is just the grace of God that brings salvation. And I don't care who we are here this morning. It's just the grace of God that brings salvation. We can be a Pharisee. We can be grown up in church that we know everything. And I can give you a situation. There's a man that I know, and he was a bishop of a large, really like ecclesiastical type churches. There was like 30 or 40 of them churches. And he was a strong man. I know one time, we lived about 80 miles from him there at one time, and he had all the ministry excommunicated. And, you know, you wouldn't know who was in or who was out. But he was a strong man. And there was a time come in his life that there was some situations come, and the same people he helped educate got onto him. And they threw him out. And I mean, they used him like dirt. I wouldn't want friends like that, the way they used him. But you know what? Just a couple, it's been several years ago now, he preached in our church. And he preached with tears running down his eyes. He said he had no idea what he was into. He had no idea. God got a hold of him. I'm telling you right now, it's the grace of God that brings salvation to our hearts. We can be, we're human beings, you know, and we're all geared the same way. I know there's different, maybe there's differences. Some's big, some's little. I'm fatter than others, and others skinnier than me, and some's bigger than me. But you know, we're all different, but we have the same need. We need Jesus. Without that, we're done. But you know, I'm thankful this morning that we can have that rest. Hebrews 4 says we could enter into that rest. If we wouldn't have that rest, I'll tell you, and I've learned so much, you know, from my boy already. You know, he was running here and he was running there. You know, not bad things, but he was always going, always going. Left his family sit. We couldn't stand it sometimes, just about. But you know, it come a time, the grace of God. There you go again. And he says today, he says he thinks that when we come to God, and when we know what that's about, we have the seal of the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't know all about that stuff, but I'm going to tell you one thing, that God isn't going to let us go. He's not going to let us go till we get to heaven. And that's where we're heading. We're heading to heaven. But we're here, you know, and we're living here, and we've got to go through this life. And there's another thing. There's a lot of young people here, and man, that just enthuses me, that young people that want to serve the Lord, young people that's hungry for the Word, you know. I'm going to tell you something else. There's a guy told me one time, years ago, he said, when you see an old person sitting in a church that's on fire for God and doing things for God and you know, on fire for God, he says, you mark that down. That's just about a miracle. We can have people in churches that's older that sit there because that's a good thing to do on Sunday morning is go to church. But when you can be involved in that, because life is life. And we go through this thing and we're going to be tested. That's Satan. And there, so often we miss that peace. We miss that rest that we can have. We can take it to God and we can leave it there because He knows more than we do. Who are we? You know, who are we? So often, you know, we have horses. And we work a lot with horses. And sometimes, especially women, I don't know what it is, but you see women with horses, and not all of them. But, you know, a lot of them, the horses push them around all the time. And, you know, the first thing you know, like a guy told me here a while ago, he said, whoa, 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 I'm the human and that's the horse, you know? And that's, we got to stop, like we was talking science school this morning, we got to stop and say, whoa, whoa, I'm the human and there's God. We're not God. We can't take God's place, you know? We have our place, but we got to be in our place. We're the human. God's in control. So often we want to take things and we want to rip them around and we, you know, straighten this up and we're going to straighten that up. We don't wait on God, you know. God's in control. He's sovereign. God is over everything. Well, we don't even come to His plane. Did He ask us any advice? You know, that's what He told Job, you know. He said, did I ask you any advice when I made this thing? That's how we are. You know, and so often we want to get there. But there's a rest to to the children of God. And that rest in the world that we're living, you know, and the politics, you know, you can get into that. And every once in a while, you know, can't hardly wait to see what happens, you know. But then I think to myself, this is kind of crazy. We get all mixed up. You know, there's a friend of mine said here a while ago, she said her husband, he used to come in, he'd watch the news. And she had to go work. She said, I knew when he was watching the news. I knew every time he was watching the news, just his attitude, you know. All anxious, all uptight, you know, and everything. He was watching the news, you know. Why can't we just let God do it, you know? Because he can handle it. Do we think that we can handle it better than he can? We can't handle it better. He can. God can handle it. But there's a rest for the children of God. There's a rest that we can go to, that we can just leave things there. And I think that's where God wants us. So often we get into situations when we get pushed into it, you know, that we can't maybe make the choices that God lets things happen in our life, that we're pushed into that situation. And there we are, you know, and it's so good for us. I can remember, you know, several years ago, you know, I wasn't going to get into this, but we're here now. I wasn't feeling too good. And the first thing I knew, I was laying on the hospital bed, and they said I had to have a bypass. And I was young and dumb. I was only 38 years old, you know, and had a family. You know, we had 6 children, and I had 3 chicken houses, you know, and we had a job. And, well, just thanks to one of my boys, who was out working, you know, and the doctor explained to this. He explained it to me later, but here's what happened. You know, you automatically gravitate to the easiest. Like when I started not feeling good, I'd watch myself. Like, you know, you do things that you didn't get pushed into things. You automatically did it. I didn't realize it, but, you know, I just thought, well, I can't hardly take this old hot weather anymore, you know. So we do things in the morning. The hard things we get done in the morning. You automatically kind of go to that. That's what the doctor said later. I didn't know that. I was just young and dumb, and that was all news to me, you know. But that's what we do. So, but there's a day, one of the boys, we was up working, and I said, well, I think we're going to have to go home. I don't feel too good. And so we was going to turn around and go home. And so he said, go to the hospital. You need to go to the hospital, get this figured out. Well, we didn't have no money, you know. I mean, you didn't have no money, and what are you going to do? You know, so let me go home and sleep. I'll be okay. You know, I'll just rest a little while, and I'll be fine. So, you know, he started home, and he decided, he said, pretty soon he said, this is crazy. You're going to the hospital. And so, yeah, well, no, you know, yeah, we are. He turned that thing around, and we went to the hospital. And, well, I said, I'll just drop me off here at the doctor. We'll just go into the doctor. So we went into the doctor, and, oh, they said you can't get in here for, I think it was 4 months. And so I said, well, that's fine. I'll just go home, you know. She said, are you having heart problems right now? Well, yeah. You know, oh, you are? Yeah. And the hospital was right beside there, and they got a wheelchair, brought a wheelchair over there, sat me in that wheelchair, and carted me out to the hospital. But, you know, it was just God's grace. I didn't know what was going on. I was too young to have heart problems, you know. You just don't do that. I was just had indigestion. That's what I said, you know. It's just indigestion, you know. So I got over there, but make a long story short, you know, here I was, and I said, I can't do this. I said, we're getting ready for chickens at home, you know. The doctor, he knew what was going on. He did some tests and stuff. He knew what was going on. And he said, just wait a few days, and, you know, we'll check you out here. And I said, well, then he come back, and he said, yeah, you're going to have a bypass. We're not going to let you out of here. First, he didn't say that. He said, you're going to have a bypass. And I said, I can. You know, we got chickens coming. We're not ready for chickens. I got to go home and do that. But about the first, a day or two that I was in there, you start thinking about these things. You know what? The time I went in, I had a bypass a week later, and I was in the hospital all the time. And by that time, I could have cared less if them chickens ever got there or if they ever got fed. You know, and here we are, tied to this world so much that we think the world can't even go on without us. You know, and we get our priorities wrong. We get mixed up. We get hooked in the system. It's just Satan's deceiving tactics and our lust. We get hooked into the system. The first thing you know, life's going to be over with. It's going to be done. We're going to have to call Snyder. You know, that's just how it is. But we need to be reminded. And here we are on a Sunday morning, first day of the week. And we can be reminded of these things. The Spirit can work with us in spirit and in truth. That's what he says. We can worship him. He told a woman at the well, you know, there's a day coming. They're going to worship in spirit and truth. Here we are this morning. And we can enter into this rest, like it says here. We can enter into this rest. And you know, I laid there in bed after surgery, and I thought to myself, I was sicker than a dog. And I thought to myself, my life's pretty well over with. You know, what am I going to do? You know, worry. I was worried. There's a rest that we can have. Now I can look back. But there's a rest we can have that we can turn things over to God. Let him do it. That's what he said. He said he'll do it. He already did the work. All we got to do is trust him. We got to have faith. We have to believe that. That's what faith is. You know, I've said this already. I got two boys used to rodeo, and they'd take off for like a week or so at a time while we was at home. And one day, if they forgot to pay their water bill, we got a waterman there. You know, we got rural water. So the day after you don't pay your water bill, he shuts the water off. He's like a Barney Fife around there. He's got a water truck. He's got a yellow light on it. He turns the light on. Here he comes, you know. But anyhow, he'll turn your water off if you don't pay your bill. And I've laughed already. All of a sudden, we get a call one night. It was way late in the night. And here one of the boys called and say, "Hey, we didn't pay the water bill. Go up there and pay the water bill. If we don't pay the water bill, he's going to shut that thing off." And they come home 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, there ain't the water there, you know. Said, and you know, they knew what was going to happen, and their actions brought that out. They knew there was going to be out of water if they didn't do this. And that's exactly what would happen too, because they tried it too many times. And that's exactly what happens. But you know, we have to believe that. And this word is alive, and we can look around and we can see. We can see people's lives changed from day to night. I mean, from night to day. We can see them changed. You know, it's just amazing. And it don't matter who it is. It don't matter who it is. And we was talking this morning about divine appointments. A while ago, I was getting ready to go someplace, and we was trying to rent some pasture, you know. And so this lady called, and she said, "Hey, why don't you come over?" She said, "We're kind of down. We want to sell some stuff. There's a tractor here and stuff. Why don't you come over, and we'll talk about the pasture." And I didn't have time to go, and I tried to get the boys to go, and they said, "No, you go over." Now, this guy, he was a guy that he carried a big knife on him, and he'd be outside, you know, he was in drugs big time. And then he quit. And I didn't realize he quit. So I always kind of watched myself just a little bit. Everybody did. I mean, you know, the neighbors around there and everybody. But, so I said, "Okay, I'll be over." She was kind of insistent. I thought, well, maybe I ought to go over, you know, before I go. So I went over there, and don't you know, I wasn't there I wasn't there 5 minutes till I realized I wasn't there to buy no tractor. That was a long ways from what their needs was. He come out to the barn, first time I really talked to him. And he come out to the barn, you know, and we started talking there a little bit. His wife was saying, she said, we're trying to find God. We're trying to search for God. And I thought, wow. He said, we've been walking through the woods, he said, you know, and he said, I've been hollering out for God, just hollering out for God. You know, and here's a man that I mean, he's in it. Driving Harleys around there, you know, and got them all tore out and had a couple of them bulldogs laying on the front porch, you know, and a Harley inside. Harley right inside. That's how they was. And there we was out in the tobacco, we got tobacco barns up out there. There we was standing out in the tobacco barn with a Massey Ferguson tractor right there. And he started talking like this. And so I realized what was going on, and I said, well, I said, you can find God. Said, we tried and tried. We can't find God. So I thought, you know what? I start telling him about my life. And I was there one time. And I start telling him what I did. And he just got tears in his eyes. You know, and he said, pretty soon I said, is that what you'd like to do? He said, I'd love to. I'd love to. And so I said, okay. I looked around a little bit and I said, this is probably as good a place as any, you know, right here. And his wife was sitting over there in a hay bale. So he said, I want my wife to come over here. She's been with me 21 years. She stood by me 21 years. I want her to come over here to be with me. And so I said, let's just kneel down. I said, just tell God what you want, you know. He'll minister to your heart, you know. That's what you need. And so he did. We got down there and he said, I can't pray. You know, he said, I don't know how to pray. I can't pray. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. All you got to do is talk to God, just like you talk to me. But I said, why don't I pray first and then you just tell God what's in your heart. And boy, he did. He just, in his own words. And, you know, before that he was going to sell everything he had. He was going to take a motorcycle and leave his 13-year-old boy, and I think they had a 17-year-old boy. They was going. He said, I don't know what we're going to do. Me and her is going to get on this bike, and we're going to go. We're going to leave out of here, and we're going to go. And he got up off of there, tears running down his eyes. Of course, mine was too, you know, and his wife's was too. She was just happy as can be. And he walked outside. The sun was shining. It was a beautiful day. And he said, I said, what are you going to do now? Well, he says, I think our plans probably changed. He said, we're going to go for a walk, and we'll decide what we're going to do then. And I thought, my, oh, my. That's God's grace and his mercy. And it can be a Pharisee, or it can be an old drunk. It don't matter. That's God's grace and his mercy. It says that we get salvation by God's grace and his mercy. When we cry out to God, he will answer us. That's one thing that's for sure. And it don't matter who we are. And it don't matter if we don't have no money or if we got $1 million or a buck. It don't matter. That's beside the point, and I'm so thankful for that. I wouldn't have a hope if it wouldn't be for that. And we can cry out to God. You know, we can take things. We can take things and we can leave them there. We can take things to God and we can leave them there. You know, one thing, my mom, you know, we're so earthly minded sometimes. My mom, she was in the hospital. She passed away a couple of years ago, but she had kind of a vision. She was saying she got a glimpse of heaven. Just enthused her, you know. She had a glimpse of heaven. And she laid there in the hospital bed and she was dying. She couldn't do much. Her heart was so weak, you know. And so I'd sit up with her lots of times at night. I can remember I said, well, what's heaven look like? That's what I was interested. You know, I wanted to know what she seen. And she laid there. I remember plain as day, the last time I talked to her, and she just laid there, and she said, "Oh," she said, "it's just so nice." I said, "Well, what did you see when you looked in there? What did you see?" She said, "Well," she said, "it's just so peaceful." She said, "There's just so much love. There's just so peaceful." And she was hurting. She was going through, you know, dying process, and she was hurting. And there she said, "You know, I was just thinking this morning, these disciples, you know, their eyes was closed. But, you know, if you think about it, we get all wrapped up in what things look like. I don't think we've got to worry about that. When we get to heaven, it's going to be peace because Jesus is peace, you know, and that's what it's going to be. And it's going to be love because Jesus is love. And it's going to be peace and it's going to be love. But, you know, we're still here. Here we are. Time to close and we're still here. So, you know, this is grace. We have time. We can make commitments. We can change our mind. God can speak to our hearts yet, you know, because we're still here. This is life. We're in it. All of us here this morning. We're right in it. This is life. You know, it isn't some thing that is on cloud nine up here that someday we're going to reach. This is it. We're in life right now, and it's what we make life right now. That's been a challenge to me. Here I am, 58 years old, you know, and I realize all the time, I'm going to be here forever. I'm starting to look at things just a little different than I used to look at things. You know, I figured, I used to think I could just tear this apart and fix this and go there. Anymore, it don't work that way. If I try it, I got to take my lunch along. It'll be a while. Now, my boys, they can take things and bangity bang bang. They say, "Dad, step back here. We can get that for you." And it's done. But, you know, this thing's going to be over one of these days. Then what are we going to do? That's what we're here today, you know. And we can trust God for that. We can put our life into His hands, and there's a peace for the people of God. We promise that. And we can rest there. Sure, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, I thought my life was wiped up, you know, and already 20 years ago. You know, and I told God, if I could just have 10 years, you know. I got 20 years by God's grace. I can't believe it. You know, I can't believe it. But the challenge is, what am I doing? What am I doing? Well, what is my goals in life? You know, why am I here? I'll tell you what, it makes you think. But we can take things and we can leave them in God's hands. We can pray so often already, you know, when things get uptight, you know. And so we pray, we just pour our heart out to God. You know, what changes? But we feel so much better. You know, just like a burden is lifted from us, we can go on. We can leave it there in God's hands, and we can rest in that, and we can trust Him, and we can go on. We can live a life. You know, and we can live a life that's according to God's mercy and His grace. We can live that life that it talks about. You know, we're not perfect, but it ain't the things that we do is going to make us perfect. You know, our righteousness is through Jesus. That's our righteousness. It ain't the things that we do. We'd mess it up big time, and we do. But our righteousness is in Jesus, and that's where I'm going to, you know, when we get to heaven, we're not going to say, "You know, I did pretty good. I sang in church and, you know, I knew how to comb my hair. You know, I did pretty good." Well, that's all going to be gone. You know, it's through Jesus that we're going to get there. Just by His mercy and His grace is what we're going to get there. So, let's remember that let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. We got our faith brings out our works. Our faith does. Not for salvation. We don't work out our salvation. I mean, as far as working for our salvation, that don't even enter in. Where would we start? I've often thought, where would we start? What would we do? It don't even enter in. It's through Jesus that we can have salvation. It's through Jesus, what He did for us. That is where we have to put our trust and our faith. Verse 9 says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. And I'm thankful for that. I'm so thankful for that. I was going to go on, but I think we'll just stop there today. You know, so let's remember that life ain't over. We're still here. Life ain't over. And it's what we do today. You know, it's the decisions that we make today. It's where our heart is today. That's what counts. And God will lead us. He guaranteed it. You know, He put a promise in there that He will direct and He will guide us and He will lead. If we leave it with Him and if we follow His Spirit, if we're led by His Spirit, you know, and He put that Spirit within our hearts so that we can have that. We can have that new heart He talks about. I'll tell you what, in Corinthians there, where it talks about that new heart, first time I ever realized that, I was so enthused I couldn't hardly quit. And it's still there. How can we have a heart like that? God said He's going to do. He's going to put a new heart in us. Not that old stony heart. He said He's going to put a new heart in us. And it's going to be changed. And it's going to want to do that. It's going to want to follow Him. You know, heaven's going to be here. We have some older people in our congregation. I was telling some of you guys. And you know, when you talk about heaven, and you know, they got a big grin on their face like, they're going to go, you know. And one old lady, she about died 2 years ago. We thought she did, but she didn't. She's still here. We was in the hospital, and we all, you know, I mean, everybody did. I mean, she was out of it. Don't you know, here she comes. And no, I don't mean it that way, but you know what I mean. She's still there. And the first Sunday, she was back in church. And she was praying. She said, Jesus, come and get me. Just come and get me. I'm ready to go. Jesus, come and get me. That's her prayer. I mean, in the hospital, you know. And we all knew she wanted to go. So, I mean, we figured God's answering her prayer. Here she goes, you know. But first Sunday she was back in church. You know what she said? She said, you know, I was just thinking. There I was praying for God to come and get me. And she said, I didn't pray that His will be done. And she said, here I am yet. And she said, that's just really made an impression on her that she just wanted her will to be done. And she said, it wasn't God's will, you know. And I thought, my, oh my, isn't that something? So, you know, when we get ready to go, God will come and get us, right? I always thought your heart stopped. But you know what? It says that when the spirit leaves the body, that's the meaning of death, basically. And I don't know how that all works. I'm not exactly sure how that all is, you know. But, you know, here's the way I like to look at it. When we're done, years ago, I was just a little boy. And you wouldn't believe it now, but I was. But this big. But, you know, we used to go to my granddad's. And it was about like, I think it was 10 or 12 miles. I thought it was a long ways, but it wasn't that far. And, you know, they'd get to talking and we'd fall asleep. And, you know, we'd fall asleep and Dad would come get us up, take us out to the car. The car was cold, you know, especially in the wintertime, the car was cold. And finally, the thing had warm up. Oh, it was just so nice. We was just so tired. It was just so nice, you know. And we'd head home. And the next morning I got up and I was laying in bed. And you know, how did I get there? You know, I like to look at life that way. Someday, I don't know how old, everybody's got different opinion. Everybody says different maybe. But I like to think that when the end of our life comes, that we go to sleep. And I don't know what all the Jordan is, and I don't know about all that stuff. But here we wake up, and we're in heaven. You know, what did we have to do about it? We were just ready to go, that's all. If we're ready to go here, we can go to sleep, and we can wake up over there, and we can leave that in God's hand. We can trust Him, because what He says in His Word happens. So far, how many promises in here? Who knows? But they're all true. We can go back and we can see and they can prove it. You know, the truth of God's Word is just unreal. And here it is yet today. And it is alive. And it works in people's lives. You just look around. You know, and things ain't going to go all the time like they are today. Things is going to be different. Someday, we're not going to be here. Let's all be ready for that. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, we thank You this morning that we can be here. Lord, we thank You that we can have Your Word, something that we can go by, that we can trust. We thank You for Your Word. We thank You this morning that we can read Your Word. And we realize this morning that it's just by Your Spirit that we can know the truth of Your Word. So we pray this morning that through Your Spirit You could reveal the truth to our hearts. And we know this morning we're all different. We all got different needs here this morning. So I pray this morning that You would minister to each heart's need that's here this morning. And we thank You for the way that the Word is wrote. We thank You for the truth of Your Word and the way that You got salvation. And that You wrote it in Your Word and then that Jesus came down and He walked on the earth and He showed us literally what this all means. We thank You for that, for the example that we can have. And that Jesus didn't quit as He went halfway to the cross. That He went all the way to the cross. And He died for our sins, that we can have our sins forgiven. We thank You so much for that. And also, we thank You for Your Holy Spirit that lives in our hearts. That we can have go with us as we go from day to day. So often we need Your direction. We need Your guidance. And we need Your promptings. And we just thank You that we can rely on this. And we pray that You would help us that so often we get our minds over here or over there and things that glitter and we like to follow them. But we pray this morning that You just give us a discerning spirit that we could know Your truth, that we could know Your heart, and that our heart would be led by Your Spirit. And help us to be open in these areas. And also we pray this morning for the church here, we pray that You could just undertake for each one. We pray that You could just bless each one as they work together, that people could say, these people love the Lord. We just pray that You could just work in their midst. And also we just thank You for the privilege that we can stand here today. We could be together here today and not worry about the world around about us, the persecution and the things that is going on in the world. And we thank You that we can have this freedom this morning. And we pray that You could help us, that we don't use the freedoms that You give to us for our downfall. We pray that You could help us this morning, that we could use them for Your honor and glory as we go from day to day, as we live our life, and as we go to work and the activities or whatever that we're doing, that we could be open, that You could use us for Your honor and glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.